What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is our time to take our first look, our Monday morning look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Two incidents were reported on Saturday, the 8th of July, one day before the start of the Cambio Democratico CD primaries, although it is not yet known who is responsible or what their motivations were. Saturday afternoon, a small bus carrying personnel from the Tribunal Electoral was followed by a white private vehicle, which was later abandoned and towed away by the Land Transit and Transportation Authority, the ATTNT. The car was chased and close to being hit, said the Tribunal Electoral Magistrate Alfredo Junca. Junca also recounted that on Saturday, in another event apparently unrelated to what happened with the entity's bus, a group of people were surprised when trying to deactivate the surveillance cameras that are at the back of the Tribunal Electoral headquarters in Ancon. Romelu Rou has obtained the candidacy of the CD party and says that he has no doubt that Abrego will probably challenge the election, even though the numbers are strongly in his favour. Osman Valdez, director of the electoral organisation of the Tribunal Electoral, informed Rou that he had unofficially won the primary and therefore is the CD presidential candidate in the 5th of May 2024 election. Having been told of his triumph, his message to the followers of Yanibel Abrego, they took advantage of the needs of Panamanians to tell you who to vote for, he said. He announced that today, Monday, he's going to meet with the presidents of the other political parties. Everyone has already congratulated me. PAIS President José Alberto Álvarez was at the Westin, where Rou celebrated with his supporters, Ana Gisel Rosas, Genesis Arona, Edwin Juniga, and Hernando Abraham Carrasquilla, Juan Carlos Ilueca, among others, were also giving their support. He went on to say at the national level there were doubts that we could succeed, that we could face this corrupt and clientelistic machinery, because it's not just the deputy from Capira, Rou acknowledged. This victory is against Ricardo Martinelli and his entire political party, against the PRD and its candidate, against Benicio Robinson, against the legislative, against the executive and against anyone who wants to maintain a corrupt system. This is a triumph against parallel decentralization, against the attempt to buy votes, said Rou. Where is this leaving the Realizando Metas, the RM party? The party founded 2 years ago by former President of the Republic, Ricardo Martinelli, was seeking leadership in the Cambio Democratico primaries, with whom there is currently no electoral alliance. During the election in the voting centre installed in the Dominican Republic General Basic School in Anton, Coclé Province, the presence of members of RM has been reported, with T-shirts from the campaign of the deputy and presidential pre-candidate of CD, Yanibel Abrego. The fact was even documented by the deputy Ana Gisel Rosas on her social networks. They're trying to interfere with our internal process, Rosas told reporters afterwards. In the CD primaries, the participation and entry of people who are not party members, less than 50 metres from the voting centres, is prohibited, a situation that results in provocations and that can cause, at some point, physical and verbal confrontations, that they significantly cloud the internal process of our party, Rou's Resolution 19 issued by the National Commission for Internal Elections of CD on March the 13th, published in the Electoral Bulletin of March the 16th of 2023. Measures are being taken, taking note to exclude those who do not have to be there at the venues, said Magistrate Eduardo Valdez. The CNEI has already warned the Directorate of Electoral Organization of the Tribunal Electoral about the interference of members of other groups. Martinelli accompanied Abrego to cast her vote at the Federico Boyd School in Capira. Also with them was Luis Eduardo Camacho, spokesperson for Martinelli and candidate for deputy in San Miguelito for the RM. Abrego has said on several occasions that she wanted to make an alliance with RM and that she supports Martinelli's aspiration to govern again as of 2024. If so, Abrego would be competing to be the presidential candidate of the CD with no intention of partaking in the general election on the 5th of May of 2024. As for Roux, he had already said that he does believe in political alliances, but not with RM or the PRD. A slight improvement in the water levels shown in the Gatun and Alajuela lakes, said the executive director of the Institute of National Aqueducts and Sewers, IDAN. This is Juan Antonio Ducret. According to the latest report, the Gatun registered 79.68 feet, that's 24.29 metres, while the Alajuela presents 208.71 feet, 63.61 metres, above sea level. Ducret explained that the reservoirs still have low levels, since for proper operation it is required that in the case of the Alajuela, where the water intake of the Chalibi River treatment plant is located, it must be above 215 feet. However, he said that the situation has been managed by offering potable water service within the capital city. The official stressed that despite the perception of rain in the country, it could take until August for the levels of the reservoirs to recover so that the raw water pumping teams feel comfortable. But he considered that the key is that it rains on the canal basin, that is, on the upper part of the Chagres River and on the basin that supplies Gatun Lake. Yes, we have risen. We were below 204 feet above sea level, which means that Lake Alajuela rose about 4 feet. With that, we have managed to recover the operating level of the Federico Guardia Conte water treatment plant, which is located in the Corregimiento of Chalibre, up to a certain point, affirmed the director of IDAN. The Gatun and Alajuela lakes are the two reservoirs that are fed by the rains that fall in the Panama Canal hydrographic basin and that supply raw water to the water treatment plants that supply approximately 2.5 million inhabitants of the country, concentrated in the provinces of Panama, Colón and West Panama. The Mayor's Office of Panama put out a public bidding. This is for the restoration and improvement project of the administrative offices that operate in the Demetrio H. Brid Municipal Palace, located in the Old Town. This tender has a reference price of $351,076.18 and offers must be submitted on the 28th of July 2023. In that building, which was built around about 1910, is the Municipal Council. It has 5 floors, comprised of a ground floor, 2 upper floors, a mezzanine, a roof terrace, and a dome. There, the representatives of Corregimientos of the city hold their meetings. There is also a small museum in the building. According to the mayor's office, various restorations have been carried out on it. However, the deterioration that it presents with the passing of time is evident. The contractor that wins the contract must restore some areas, such as the roof, the dome area, the wooden baseboards, doors, bathrooms, kitchen, plumbing, ceiling, stairs, among others. It is necessary to improve its facilities by providing greater security, comfort, and maintaining the essence of the building, as it is one of the oldest buildings in the Old Town. All this in order to extend the useful life of each of the elements that make up the building, stated the municipality. Well, Panama was the master, owner, and lord of the match by defeating Qatar 4-0 and advancing to the semi-final of the 2023 Gold Cup. Those led by Thomas Christiansen played their best game so far in this competition, presenting no danger of losing control of the match. La Roja opened the scoring after 19 minutes when Edgar Joel Barcenas hit a header from a cross from Eric Davis. Barcenas drew attention in the starting 11, being placed as a right back. The man from Colón did not disappoint in the attack and the mark in which he was always there to support Fidel Escobar. From then on, the Panamanian forwards generated several opportunities, but they could not materialise, although they controlled the thread of the game until the whistle at the end of the first part. In the second half, Qatar came out aggressive to get into the game and look for an equaliser, but crashed into the trade of Andres Andrade and Escobar, who put an end to the rivals' aspirations. At that moment, the party for Ismael Diaz began, who only needed 9 minutes, 56th minute, the 63rd minute, and the 65th minute, to end the hopes of Carlos Guerrero's pupils. With this result, La Roja qualified for the fifth time in the Gold Cup semi-final, the first since 2015's edition. Wednesday's rival will come out of this Sunday's match between United States and Canada. They have played as a team, everyone always fighting. They did very well. And now we have to think about the semi-finals. I think in the second half there were about 10 minutes when we weren't very good, Christensen said after the game. We have a very good team. They are hungry to do big things. We will always go out to win. And today was a first step, expressed Diaz, who was chosen as the man of the match by the ESPN network. And that's it. There we go. That's our look for this morning, our Monday morning look. Some of the local stories here in the news in the Republic of Panama compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.